This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Can I get a witness here? You know, God is so good to His people, and in the Word, we're going to read today a little bit about how God expects us to be thankful, okay? All the time, praise God. Not just during when we concentrate on Thanksgiving holiday or what have you. You know, interesting enough, I had a couple things this week, and I'm going to share these with you as we go along. I'm going to try not to be long, too, because I know we have a special luncheon afterwards. But I got something in the mail today. Or not today, but this week, from one of the local churches in South Holland. And I'll probably read this to you at the end, but it says a few things that I'm really thankful for. Okay? If I was to ask each one of you, I would hope that you could say at least one thing to me today that you're thankful for. Amen? Some of us, I'm sure, could do better than just one. I would hope. All right? But there's a few things here we're going to read to you later. But also today in the paper, this is in the Tribune. I don't know if you get the Sun-Times or in the Tribune. But it says 37 days and ways to say thanks. 37 days and ways to say thanks. And then inside this, there's an article. And it says, a season of gratitude. Amen? How many have come with gratitude today, right? It's a season of gratitude, the Thanksgiving holiday season. It says, how about celebrating the holidays by giving thanks one day at a time? Amen? And they have something that you could be thankful for 37 straight days, all the way through the holidays, okay? Which I think was pretty neat. So I'm not going to go through all this with you today, but if you want to see it, I'll have this that I can show you later, okay? That's what you're going to hear all this week is about Thanksgiving. And because of that, I really felt to share on that today. My title of the message is real simple, be thankful. Amen? Be thankful. Praise God. Doesn't matter what you may be going through today, what's on your plate. Maybe you had a rough week. You know, God knows when we struggle through things and have problems, but He still really commands us to be thankful, okay? And I really would hope that we wouldn't have to use that term that God commands us. We should want to thank Him, amen? We should want to, out of gratitude, praise the Lord, every day that we're alive and we're well, and we're able to do what God has called us to do. That's a blessing today. Amen. So today I want you to turn with me to 1 Chronicles 16. I'm going to go into something from the Old Testament. I don't think I'll be too long today. But in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16... You don't hear too many go into Chronicles and teach out of the Old Testament, but that's what we're going to do today. And this is a special chapter here in Chronicles. This is actually David's psalm of thanksgiving, okay? And we know he's speaking to the children of Israel, but it's for us today too, all right? A psalm of David, and in this psalm, he gives thanks. Okay, there's going to be a lot of things we're going to see in here, because I want you to understand today, if you are thankful, you're going to do other things then. Okay, that spirit of thanksgiving that we must possess as a believer today, as a Christian, will cause you to do other things. But if you don't have a spirit of thanksgiving, you will be hindered then to do other things that are expected of us as believers, as Christians. So today, as we talk about this, you're going to see my focus is on the fruit of thanksgiving, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, food or anything like that. I'm talking about if you have a spirit of thanksgiving, fruit are going to come from that. Okay? Being thankful causes you to do other things today. If you're not thankful, it'll stop you from doing other things. All right? We're going to see that here in Chronicles, and we're going to also look at Psalm 100 today as we study on this a little bit. Okay? So let's go to 1 Chronicles 16. We're going to read verses 8 to 15. Okay? Verses 8 to 15. And here he says to us, again, this is David speaking to his brethren, speaking to us today. We're his brethren too. He says, "Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." Give thanks. Okay? We're to what? Give thanks today. We're to not only give thanks, but call upon the Lord. Amen? How many know if you have a heart to give thanks, you're going to call upon the Lord. Amen? He's not going to be distant from you when you have a heart of thanksgiving. And you know what? God wants us here, he says, to make known his deeds among the people. Another way I can put that is God wants us to testify. Amen? How many enjoy testifying? Praise God. Giving testimonies. Amen? I think this Wednesday, as you come to the house of the Lord, it's going to be a night that we're going to just sing praises, sing songs of thanksgiving, and I'm going to ask you to come prepared with a testimony. Amen? It'd be a time of testimony Wednesday night. Okay? So God wants us to talk about his deeds. Okay? His deeds or his doings among the people. You know, when you're thankful to God, you're going to be thankful for what he does for you. And you're going to be willing to share that with people. Amen? How many know people that are not believers today, they need to know what God does for his church. Amen? They need to hear of the good things that God has done for you. Amen? Not necessarily for so-and-so, but for you. What has God done for you? Amen. Nobody can ever come against your testimony, church. Amen. Your testimony is so important. How God saved you, how God brought you out of sin, how God changed your life. You know, you have a unique testimony, every one of us. And God says, I want you to give thanks, I want you to call upon my name, and I want you to make my deeds known among the people. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't be afraid of letting people know what God has done for you. Can I get an amen? Don't get sleepy on me. Amen. He says in verse 9, "Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works." Let me say something to you today, church. If you are thankful to God, if you have a heart of thanksgiving, you know what? You will also sing unto the Lord. But if you're not thankful, it's going to be hard for you to come to church and sing. So you got to be thankful. Amen. If you come in and you're discouraged and you're down and you're upset because of what you're going through, you're not going to be thankful. And you know what? It's going to be very difficult for you to sing. For you to what? Sing songs unto the Lord, it says here. Sing songs or psalms, it says here. Psalms are praises unto our God. Amen. I mean, that's always an awesome time in the service is when we have praise and worship. Amen. Because he's so worthy. You know, it shouldn't matter what kind of day we have before we come in here. That should not determine if I'm going to sing or not. Amen. You know, regardless of my day, regardless of my week, whatever I'm going through, I'm still thankful. Amen? It's a choice we make today. Praise God. There's a lot of people who are not thankful today. Amen? And it shows. Praise God. Their life is miserable. But you know what? Today we need to choose to be thankful. And when we are thankful, we're going to sing unto the Lord. Amen? He deserves our praise. Amen? You notice this is the second time here that we see that he says it twice. He says that we should sing unto him. And then he says it again, we should talk of his wondrous works. Who's going to talk of his wondrous works? His people, amen? Me and you, don't expect the world to talk about his wondrous works. They don't even know God, amen? But we as his people need to talk, or again, testify of what God is doing, his wondrous works in your life, amen? What is he doing on your job for you, amen? What is he doing at home? Praise God. How is he meeting your needs, amen? How he's blessing your health today, amen? I mean, on and on and on. We can speak of God's wondrous works in our lives. Praise God. Verse 10, he says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Let me tell you, if you're not thankful, you're not going to be able to glory in his name. You got to have a thankful heart to glory in the Lord. Amen. But if you're unthankful, you're just going to sit there. Amen. God says, I want you to glory in my holy name. How many know our God is holy today? He has a holy name. And God wants us to glory in that special name today, that name of Jesus. Amen. He says, glory in that name. Praise God. He says, not only I want you to glory, but I want your heart to rejoice. Amen. Anybody like to rejoice here? Praise God. It's good to rejoice. Amen. It's good to be happy. Praise God. It's good to have joy in your heart. Amen. You can still have that, even though you may be going through a problem today. You can still have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Those situations, those problems, do not take away from our joy in God. Amen. That is a constant thing that we can have if we choose to have that. He says, this is what I want you to do because you're supposed to be thankful. He says, this is the person that has a heart to rejoice is the one who seeks the Lord. Anybody seek the Lord here? Amen. If you seek the Lord, you know what? You're going to have a heart of thanksgiving. If you're not thankful to God, I guarantee you won't seek him. Can it get quiet here? Praise God. If you're not thankful for what God is doing in your life, you're going to have a hard time seeking him. Amen. You're going to have a hard time reading his word if you're not thankful today. Praise God. I want you to really get this today, how being thankful triggers so many things in our lives. Amen. It really brings fruit in our life, praise God, that God is pleased with. Oh, hallelujah. We got to be one who seeks him, he says here. And that person that seeks him will glory in him and rejoice in him. Praise God. Let's go on here. In verse 11, he says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Oh, hallelujah. This is a call to his people that we need to what? Seek his face. Amen. Again, if we're not thankful, it's going to be hard for us to seek. It's going to be hard for us to spend that time we need to. But God is commanding his people here as David is speaking to the children of Israel. He says, you know what? You need to seek the Lord. And when you seek the Lord, you know what? You seek his strength too. How many need his strength today? Amen. Amen. When you seek him, he gives you his strength. Praise God. He strengthens your heart. And he tells us here we need to seek him continually. Amen. It's an ongoing thing. Just like having a heart of thanksgiving, you continue to be that way. You're not just thankful during Thanksgiving season and the rest of the year you're a grouch. Right? No. You have to be consistent. God says here, I want you to seek me. Amen. When you seek me, you're going to receive my strength. I want you to seek my face. Hallelujah. Seek the face of the Lord continually. How many like to be in the presence of God? Amen. That's what happens when you seek the Lord. When you seek his face, his presence comes. Amen. And when his presence comes, peace comes. Anybody need some peace today? Amen. When his presence comes, joy comes. Amen. When his presence comes, answers come. Hallelujah. Right? Tranquility comes. Amen. Faith comes. Confidence comes. Oh, hallelujah. Why wouldn't we want to seek God today? Amen. You know, the devil tries to keep us from seeking God. You know what? He'll try to keep you so busy that you won't have time to spend with him. How many know that? The phone will keep ringing, or you have so many things you got to do, and oh, you got to take the kids here and take them there. You know, the devil will try to keep you busy if you let him, amen, so that you won't spend time seeking him. But it's a choice today too. It's a choice, just like it's a choice for you to be thankful or not to be thankful. These are choices we make. It's an attitude that we must have today. Praise God. Let's go on. In verse 12, he says, remember. Somebody say remember today. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. You know, as thankful people, we got to remember. Amen. We need to remember, never forget the good things, what marvelous works that God has done for us. Amen. Marvelous deeds that he has done for us. He says here, the wonders that he's done for us. Oh, God. Wonders are miracles here. Anybody received any miracles from the Lord? Amen. I mean, wondrous things that only God could do in our lives. We're encouraged here to what? Remember them, praise God. And remember the judgments of his mouth. He says, remember what? His word. Remember what God says. Amen. Remember his commandments today, his statutes, his precepts. Amen. Remember the word of the Lord, because it's not going anywhere. Amen. It's going to be there forever. Praise God. It's a constant thing. We, as his church today, as his believers, as his children, we must always remember the good things, praise God. The good things, remember them. That's why we, what? Have communion once a month, amen? Because we need to remember what Jesus did for us over 2,000 years ago, right? If you remember, if you meditate, that's a good word today, on the things that God has done for you, it'll cause you to be thankful today. Amen. When you remember, praise God. But sometimes we get so caught up in, where am I at today? Right? What's happening with me now? And we tend to forget where God has brought us from and where we're at now and how he's going to continue to take us on. Amen. How many know the best is still yet to come? It is. Amen. You have to believe that today, church. If you have that attitude, you're going to be thankful for your future, what God is going to do for you as you continue to focus on him. Verse 13, going on here. He says, O ye seed of Israel, amen, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. How many know today we are also from the seed of Israel? We are seed. We have come from that point, okay? We are God's seed today, amen? And we, how many know we are his servants today? As Israel was their servants at that time, we are the servants of God, amen? And I want you to know today that you are, each one of you, are his chosen ones today. Amen. You are a chosen one. God chose you. Amen. And you know what? Because of that, you should be thankful today. Amen. That he chose you. He took you out of this world and what the world does and where the world is headed. He changed your life. He totally brought you from one place to another because he chose you today. Amen. What a blessing that we are the seed of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Praise God. That we are his servants today. Hallelujah. And that, oh Lord, we are his chosen people. We're a chosen generation. We're a peculiar people, Hebrews tells us. Amen. Some of you are peculiar. You know that? In a good way. Praise God. In a good way, I'm saying that to you. Amen. We're different. Right? We're supposed to be different. Come on, somebody with me today. Amen. I don't want to be like the world. How about you? I want to be different. Amen. I want to be like God. Praise God. I want to stand out. I want to be a light in the darkness. And you know what? If you're thankful, you're going to stand out. People are going to say, what is he so thankful for all the time? Our world is in a recession. You know, the economy's bad. People don't have health insurance. But this person's always happy because they're thankful. Amen. Being thankful changes your whole life. Amen. You know, I don't have any statistics or any medical information in front of me, but I know that people who have a thankful heart, they're more well than they are sick today. Amen. People who smile, like my wife was saying earlier, when you smile, you know what? That makes you feel good today. Amen. But if you frown, it just puts your whole spirit down. Amen. There's something to it. Praise God. There's a lot in the Bible about laughter. Amen. Being happy, being joyful, rejoicing. Amen. Because it makes an impact on you. You know, stress is a killer today. Stress will cause you to get sick. Amen. Stress will cause you to not sleep at night well. Amen. So just think about it the opposite today. If you're thankful, amen. If you have a joyful heart, praise God. If you're always with a positive attitude, how that will impact you and bless your life. It's really true today, church. Amen. This is what God wants us to do. Praise God. Let's go on here. Verse 14. He says, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. How many know that today, that He is truly the Lord? And He's truly our Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of this earth. Praise God. That's our God today. Amen. And His judgments, here it is again. He says, they're in all the earth. Doesn't mean everybody's listening to Him. Everybody's going to follow Him. But they're there. Amen. God gives us a free will. He allows us to choose. Amen. And today, what? We choose God. Amen. We choose His Word. Amen. We choose to be thankful today. Amen. We choose to bless His name. We choose to sing unto Him with a joyful heart. Amen. That's our God today. Praise God. Verse 15, He says, Be ye mindful always of His covenant. Oh, hallelujah. Catch this today, church. The word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. Let me read that again to you. He says, Be mindful always of His covenant. We need to catch that today. Amen. God wants us to be mindful always, or forever is another word we can use here, of His covenant or of His word. Amen. This is forever. Praise God. Amen. And God wants us to be mindful of it. Amen. Every day, the word of God should be in us. Amen. We should be mindful of what would God want me to do. Amen. How can I live a life that's pleasing to God? Be mindful. What is God's covenant with you and me today? Amen. That He loves us. He has an agreement with us today. How many know that? He's made a pact with us today. Praise God. Our God. It's a covenant that we don't break. Amen. Just like marriage today is a covenant. Amen. It's a covenant that is between two people. It's the same thing with our God. We have a covenant with Him today. And His Word, He has commanded His Word. Another word here for that is He has established His Word to 1,000 generations. Amen. Meaning forever and ever and ever. Amen. The Word of God, the covenant of God, it's for us today. Hallelujah. And here we see David encouraging Israel to be mindful of God's covenant. Okay? Don't get so caught up in what's happening on the news. Okay? Don't get so worried about what's happening. Be mindful of what God says. Amen? God says, I got your back. Amen? You're going to be okay. Regardless of what the government says. Amen? God says, I got you. Amen. If you serve me, I'll take care of you. How many know that's true today? Amen. So He says, be mindful. Here's what He's saying to us today. Be a covenant keeper. Amen. Don't break the covenant. Amen. When you make a deal with somebody, if you have somebody come over and they do work for you, maybe you need to have something repaired at home. You know what? They come out and they have a contract. Amen. They have something that they write out and say, you know, I'm going to do this, this, and this for you, and this is what I'm going to charge you. And they sign and you sign. Amen. That's an agreement. Amen. It's actually what? A covenant that you make. It's the same way with God today. Amen. He's made a covenant with us, and we have come into that covenant because of Jesus. And he says, you know what? Keep my covenant. Praise God. And keeping that covenant is being thankful today. Praise God. Being thankful. Amen. Being thankful that you're saved today. Amen. Anybody thankful that you're saved? Being thankful that you have the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. That you got power in your life, that you can be victorious as a Christian. Amen. Be thankful you got a job today. Amen. Be thankful you have a home or an apartment that you live in. Amen. Be thankful that you have food to eat. Amen. I mean, we're thankful today. We're going to have a beautiful luncheon. Amen. That you've brought. Amen. Be thankful for one another. I'm thankful for you. Amen. Thankful for our church. Amen. We have a beautiful place to come and worship God. There's so much we can be thankful for. Amen. If we choose to. Amen. Let me move on here. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 100. It's a great psalm. Psalms 100. Hallelujah. This goes right with 1 Chronicles 16. Amen. Let's read this. In Psalm 100, he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. God is still speaking to us to what? Sing. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Amen. It may sound like a noise, but he says, make a joyful noise. Amen. Don't make a noise that is a complaining noise. Amen. Don't make a noise of murmuring. He says, make a what? A joyful noise. Amen. All ye lands. How many know he's talking to you and me? We are his land today. Amen. He's not just speaking to the earth realm. He's speaking to me and you. We're considered a land. Amen. He says, make a joyful noise unto me. Amen. Look at verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. This is what he's encouraging us here. He says, how do you serve me? With gladness. Amen. What's another word for that? Thanksgiving. Amen. Don't walk around with your head down. Oh, I'm a Christian. Woe is me. You know, have your head up high. Amen. Be thankful. Serve the Lord with a happy face. Amen. Be glad. Let people know, you know what? I'm so thankful that God saved me. Amen. I'm so thankful I'm going to heaven. How about you? Amen. People need that today. Amen. They need that enthusiasm. God says, that's how you should serve me. Come into my presence. How? Moping, murmuring, complaining. No, he says, come into my presence singing. Amen. Singing. And again, if you're not thankful, it's going to be hard for you to sing. Amen. Singing. Amen. Singing comes from a joyful heart. Amen. That's what God tells us here to do. Oh, hallelujah. Let me move on. Verse 3. Know you not that the Lord, he is God today. Amen. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Are you thankful for that today? Amen. You should be. He says, you need to know that I'm the Lord. Amen. I am the Lord thy God. And you know what? You didn't make you. I made you. Amen. I created you. Praise God. I established this earth realm. I put you here. Amen. He says, we are his people. Amen. I'm thankful I'm one of his people. How about you? My life has been changed since I came to know God. Amen. I'm one of his people. I'm one of his children. I'm one of his sheep. How about you today? We're one of his sheep. Amen. We're the sheep of his pasture. Oh, hallelujah. This is who we are. We are to be thankful because of that today. Amen. Verse 4, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. There it is again. And into his courts, how? With praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. So, you know, God says when you come to church, when you come and you enter through those doors, those can be the gates. He says you should be coming in with thanksgiving. Amen. Not coming here to get to be thanks, you know, to be happy. You should be thankful coming in already. Amen. But a lot of times we come in and we're down and we're frustrated and we don't have anything good to say. But God says that's not the way you're supposed to enter in. You're supposed to enter in already thankful. Amen. When you leave, you're even more thankful. Amen. It's an attitude, church. Amen. He says, this is what I expect of you. Come into my courts, how? With praise. Amen. With joy. Amen. Wanting to bless his name. Praise God. Be thankful unto him and what? Bless his name. Amen. That's all part of thanksgiving today, church. Amen. If you're not coming thankful, you're not going to what? Come into his courts with praise. You're going to have a hard time blessing him. But if you're thankful, oh, you're going to bless him. Amen. If you're thankful. If you're thankful, you're going to sing. Amen. You're going to come in with the right attitude. And God's going to bless you for that. Praise God. This is what he expects of us. You say, well, why should I be that way? Well, look at verse 5. He says, for the Lord is good. Amen. For the Lord is good and what? His mercy is everlasting. Oh, hallelujah. You should be thankful for that. I should be thankful for that. Amen. He says, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So you say, why should I be thankful, Pastor Rich? Because the Lord is good. Amen. He's good. Amen. The Lord has been good and he'll continue to be good to you as you serve him. Amen. Hallelujah. And because his mercy is everlasting. Amen. He's such a merciful God. He's such a gracious God, our God. Amen. We need to be like him more. Amen. We need to have mercy on one another like God has mercy on us. Amen. We need to show people grace as God shows us grace. Sometimes we get to be too hard. Amen. We need to be forgiving like God is today. Amen. Yeah, we understand sometimes people do things wrong. People hurt us by their actions or by what they say. But you know what? We've hurt God before. We've said things we shouldn't have said. And what did God do? He forgave us. Amen. He cleansed us. Amen. He showed mercy on us. Praise God. Let's do the same for others today. That's the spirit of the Lord today as we think about thanksgiving. Let's be thankful for his truth today. Are you? His truth. His truth has brought freedom to your life. Amen. His truth has changed you. His word. Amen. He says his word, his truth will endure to what? All generations. Amen. It's not going anywhere. Praise God. This will always be here. Amen. Let's be thankful. I'm thankful that I can, every morning when I get up, I can read my Bible. Amen. Nobody can say, no, you can't read it. I'm free. We live in a country, we're free to do what we want. Amen. Oh, yeah, I know there's things happening. They're trying to come against always the Christians and try to come against our rights. But you know what? God is for us. Who can be against us? Amen. It's going to be okay. So be thankful today for God's goodness, his mercy, and his truth that endures forever and ever. Amen today. Hallelujah. His truth here means his faithfulness also. How many know God is faithful today? He's been faithful to you. He's going to continue to be faithful. His mercy also means here his loving kindness to you. He always shows such loving kindness to us. Amen. So to wrap up here today, I got a couple questions with answers. How often do we give thanks? Ephesians 5:20, you don't have to turn to it. I'll read it to you. It says, we're to be giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how often do we give thanks? Always. That means in the good and in the bad, right? When things are going great, when things seem to be falling apart, amen, we still are to give thanks. In what? For all things. All situations. Amen. Because you know what? Those things are temporary. Amen. It will change. Amen. It will get better. How many know that? Praise God. And if you're thankful, it might get better quicker. But if you complain and you just get caught in it and you just don't know what to do and you get worried and you just go on and on, you know what? It'll go longer and longer and longer. But if your attitude is of thanksgiving, I believe God will clear that mess up quicker for us. Amen. It's how our attitude is. Praise God. So we need to give thanks always for all things. We need to remember that because we don't. I'm guilty as everyone in this place today. Okay? We can be more thankful and God is worthy of it. He says, what's another question? How are we to do things? You know, how should we operate? How should we do things? I got a good answer for it. In Colossians 3:17, it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. How? Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So everything you do in the name of the Lord. And how do you do it? Giving thanks that you can do it. Amen. Don't do things grudgingly or say, oh, why am I doing all this work and so, they don't do nothing. Right? That's not a good attitude. It may be true what you're saying, but God says that's not the way you should be. You should, whatever you do and whatever you say, amen, in word or deed, you do it in the name of Jesus and you do it giving thanks to the Father. It'll change how you operate your life. You will not be the same. And my last verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? You and me today. Amen. What a scripture to end with you today. In everything, we're to give thanks. Why? Because it's the will of God. All right? You may not understand it. It may not seem logical a lot of times. We may have trouble doing it. But you know what? That's what God says today. Amen. God says, whatever's happening, whatever's going on, you still are to give thanks because that's my will for you. Amen. See, God, we need to allow that mindset. Amen. Like we read in Chronicles, we got to be mindful, meaning our minds got to be on what God says, not so much what we want to think or do or what the world says. We got to be mindful of what does God say today. Amen. What is God's will for me? What is God's will for you? It's that we're thankful today. Amen. That we appreciate the good things God has done for us. Amen. And we appreciate life today. Amen. And we appreciate all the blessings that God has given us today. When we're that way, our life is so much better. Amen. You'll be able to sleep at night. Praise God. The Bible talks about having a sweet sleep. How many know that? Amen. God wants your sleep to be sweet when you go to bed. But so many people today, because of the problems of this world and whatever they're going through, so many people, they just cannot sleep good at night. Amen. But we can. Amen. If you're one of God's today, you can. Doesn't mean you don't have problems today. You don't have situations, but you can still have peace today. Amen. And we need to be thankful for that today because a lot of people are looking for that. They're looking for the answer for that, and we have it. Praise God. Why not give it to somebody? Amen. Why not give it to them this week? Amen. Let them see you so blessed and thankful. Thursday, when you get together with family and you have a great meal together, let them see the glory of the Lord in you. Amen. Let that glory just shine on your face. Be thankful for God's goodness in your life. Amen. Let's stand. Praise God. We're going to end early today. We're going to get to go down and have fellowship. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I could start smelling the food during the praise and worship. It was like, oh, Lord, help me get through this today. Amen. Praise God. I know we got some good stuff down there, so I pray everybody can stay and just have a meal together, fellowship one with another. Maybe sit with somebody you don't normally sit so you can get to know one another, okay? What an awesome time in the house of the Lord this week. Let's pray today. Father, we just thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord. We want to be mindful of your word today, God, and of your covenant. Lord, help us, God, to be a people that always show forth thankfulness today. Lord, we are so blessed to know you. Lord, many people don't know you. Many people have not had an experience with God. But Lord, we have here today, and we're grateful, Lord. Lord, let that spirit of thanksgiving just be upon us in a great way today. And in these days to come, this week, Lord, that we would show the light of the Lord to people. Lord, that we could be a blessing to someone, Lord, this week as we give, Lord, a spirit of thanksgiving, God. Just help us, Lord, in our mind, in our spirit, in our soul, Lord. Change us and make us into what you want to be, God. We just are so thankful. We love you today, Father. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that works in our hearts today and every day. Lord, we ask for your blessing now as we go downstairs. Bless this Thanksgiving meal, Lord. Bless the hands of all those who prepared, Lord. And Lord, let the food just nourish us and strengthen us. Bless our fellowship, God, that we would have a grand time one with another, Lord. We thank you for all these good things. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone